A big congratulations in line for Lauren Roberts of the Trenton FFA chapter in Florida. She just won the Prepared Public Speaking Contest. If you can bring it into words, first of all, tell us how you feel.
Unbelievable. Truly. I mean, just everyone who's poured into me over the years, I'm just so thankful for this opportunity and just where everyone's help has led me to.
So talk a little bit about what your speech was.
So my speech was about the protection of our pollinators, specifically honeybees, and just the ways, as an agriculture industry, how we can protect our honeybees while still using insecticides, because it's so vital to protect those harmful insects away from our crops. And yet our honeybees are so vital and contribute $15 billion of increased production value just in the United States alone.
So let's go back a little bit. Talk about your background in agriculture and how that influenced your speech topic.
So it's funny, in seventh grade, I gave a similar speech on honeybees in my state association. And then after that, I got involved and got my own hives. And now I have five. So being a beekeeper myself has just given me a different perspective. And also being involved with the Watermelon Growers Association. And I conducted my own experiment. So I'm just fully vested in this. And I hope to study honeybees and become an entomologist and maybe even a professor in the future.
Give us a little bit of an idea of how your FFA journey started and some of the milestones that you've had since then.
Ooh. Looking back, I would have to say just my advisors really pushing me, because I never thought I could be a public speaker at all. I had a terrible lisp and just growing through that. And just ever since seventh grade, I just had so much confidence through public speaking. And just the continual input by people in the association industries, the FFA, has just really boosted my self-confidence into where I am today.
Who have been some of your role models that helped you get to where you are?
Definitely my two advisors have helped me tremendously. And also, I've had several state officers come through my chapter who have just invested so much in me. Different professors of honeybees, people in the industry, have been so helpful in just boosting my skills, and just the smallest things has led me here today.
Now, you just won a national competition, and so many people are watching you receive that award saying, I want to be there. What's your advice to them?
My advice to them is, don't think it's going to happen overnight. It's taken me since seventh grade to be here today. And it's a journey, truly. There's not one thing that you can do. And just whatever your passion is, follow it 100%. In seventh grade, after I kind of strayed away from honeybees, because I didn't want to be known as the honeybee girl, you know. And then it just randomly, I just came back to it. And since then, it has shown me nothing but it just this was my purpose. So just follow your passion is my best advice I could give someone.
Lauren, as we wrap up this conversation, is there anything else you want to add?
I'm just beyond words right now. I'm so sorry.
Rightfully so, because you just won the Prepared Public Speaking Competition here at National FFA. Folks, that was Lauren Roberts from the Trenton FFA chapter in Florida. For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting.